Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Here's Wee Banjo 3 from Ireland, from Galway.
As I roved out on a bright May morning, calm and clear was the weather. I chanced to roam some miles from home among the beautiful gloom and heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, o'er the moor, among the heather. I chanced to roam some miles from home among the beautiful gloom and heather, and it's heather on the moor. As I roved along with my hunting song, and my heart as light as any feather, I met a pretty maid upon the way. She was tripping the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, o'er the moor, among the heather. I met a pretty maid upon the way. She was tripping the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Thank you.
Where are you going, my pretty fair maid? To hill or dale, come tell me whether. Right modestly she answered me, to the feeding of my lambs together in its heather on the moor, over the heather, o'er the moor among the heather. Right modestly she answered me, to the feeding of my lambs together in its heather on the moor. Well, we both shook hands and down we sat, for it being the finest day in summer. And we sat on the russet and rays, oh, the sun came sparkling down among the heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, o'er the moor among the heather. We sat on the russet and rays, oh, the sun came sparkling down among the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Well, now she says I must away, for my sheep and my lambs are strayed from each other. But I am loath to part from you, as those fond lambs are to part their mother, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, o'er the moor among the heather. I am loath to part from you, as those fond lambs are to part their mother, and it's heather on the moor. Well, up she rose and away she goes, her place and name I know not either. But if I was king, I'd make her queen, the lass I met among the heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, o'er the moor among the heather. If I was king, I'd make her queen, the lass I met among the heather, and it's heather on the moor.
The great young group from Ireland, from Galway, Wee Banjo 3. This is from their fourth album called String Theory. We heard the Tree of Life and we heard a Celtic set that I can't remember the name of. And you can go to our playlists at nwpr.org and go to the playlists and it'll be there. It'll be posted probably around Tuesday, the latest. You can check it out. You can also check out the Inland Folk Archives. Takes you back as far as 2006. We have these shows. And that's how that goes. Yes, indeed. You can go back and you can listen to Inland Folk as far back as 2006, and you'll find out that nothing's changed. That's the cool thing about music. All the universality there, and you still play tunes, and there's still bluegrass, and there's still blues, and there's still stuff like that. But you know what? We never did do the Gary Owen. This is a guitar by David Starobin. I bet it's Starobin. Starobin of Gary Owen. This is the tune that Custer used with his regimental band before he headed out for the Little Big Horn. Came out of an Irish drinking song. Talked about being in jail, Gary Owen and Glory, drinking strong ale and being in jail, and became a march. Was used in Canadian regiments and Irish and English regiments, and also used in the Crimean War. This is a kind of got a bunch of variations to it. Gary Owen. They're actually Gary Owen, if you look it up. It's really cool because there are like camps in Afghanistan and in Iraq that are called Gary Owen. The Gary Owen thing is just kind of hung on. But it was mainly used for the 7th Cavalry. They even used it when Errol Flynn played Custer in They Died With Their Boots On. And they used it in Little Big Man when they played Custer's anthems. That's what it's best known for, Gary Owen. This is a great tune. Like I say, this is a bunch of variations on it. Solo guitar. But a lot of things have been recorded to the Gary Owen, and I want to play a couple of them. I want to play this thing from Tim O'Brien from the album called Two Journeys. This is really a cool album. And this is his version, and there are other versions of this, of Nick Ryan's Lament. And it goes like this.
Well, my name is Mick Ryan. I'm lying here still in a lonely spot near where I was killed by a red man defending his native land at the place that they called Little Bighorn. And I swear I did not see the irony when I rode with that 7th Cavalry. But I thought that we fought for the land of the free when we rode from Fort Lincoln that morning. And Gary Owen, brass was shining, flags are flowing. I swear if I had only known, I'd have wished that I'd died back in Vicksburg. For my brother and me, we had barely escaped from the hill that was Ireland in 48. Two angry young lads who had learned how to hate, but we loved the idea of America. And we cursed our cousins who fought and bled in their bloody coats of bloody red. Well, the sun never sets on the bloody dead of those who have chosen an empire. But we'd make a better life somehow. a land where no man has to bow. It seemed right then and it seems right now that Patty, he died for the Union. Somehow got turned around. He had stolen a dream that he thought he'd found. But I never will see the holy ground where I turned into something I hated. And I'm haunted by that Gary Owen. Drums are beating, bugles blowing. I swear if I had only known, I'd lie with my brother in bed. That Gary Owen, brass was shining, flags are flowing. I swear if I had only known, I'd lie with my brother in Vicksburg.
To our elders who teach us of our creation and our past, so we may preserve Mother Earth for ancestors yet to come, we are the land.
This is dedicated to our relatives before us, thousands of years ago, and to the 150 million who were exterminated across the Western Hemisphere in the first 400 years' time, starting in 1492.
To those who have kept their homelands, and to the nations extinct due to mass slaughter, slavery, deportation, and disease unknown to them, and to the ones who are subjected to the same treatment today.
To the ones who survived the relocations and the ones who died along the way.
To those who carried on traditions and lived strong among their people.
To those who left their communities by force or by choice and through generations no longer know who they are.
To those who search and never find, to those that turn away the so-called non-accepted, to those that bring us together, and to those living outside, keeping touch, the voice for many.
To those that make it back to live and fight the struggles of their people, to those that give up and those who do not care, to those who abuse themselves and others, and those who revive again, to those who are physically, mentally, or spiritually incapable by accident or by birth.
To those who seek strength in our spirituality and ways of life, and those who exploit it, even our own.
To those who fall for the lies and join the dividing lines that keep us fighting amongst each other.
To the outsiders who step in, good or bad, and those of us who don't know better.
To the leaders and prisoners of war, politics, crime, race, and religion, innocent or guilty.
To the young, the old, the living, and the dead,
to our brothers and sisters and all living things across Mother Earth,
and her beauty we've destroyed and denied the honor that the Creator has given each individual.
The truth that lies in our hearts, all my relations.
Oh,
Ulali and their prayer, along with their treatment of the Gary Owen. And before that, Tim O'Brien and the story of the two brothers, Mick Ryan's lament. And, of course, before that, a little bit of Robin, David Starobin and his variations on Gary Owen. And it's a very interesting. I love looking up just one. You can go to Wikipedia now and you can look up just one tune or one song. And it'll give you like more than you ever wanted to know about a lot of these tunes and songs. The Gary Owen and Custer March So Proudly. From the Smoke Signals soundtrack, Ulali. Ulali is a, they wound up being a trio for a while. They worked with the Indigo Girls, you know. And they worked with them on a couple of their albums and did a lot of indigenous stuff. And they were part of the Smoke Signals soundtrack. And they're featured on the first track, Ulali. Thank you.
sown in our Father's time, and every bomb will plant some more fear and hate. Let's break this chain of history before it gets too How many men will choose to run with the mad dog? How many more will have to die at his bloody hand? And who will shield our children from this plague that kills? I close my eyes and ears, don't want the news. I will not watch them play those scenes again. Don't ask me whose side I'm on or what I think. Get through the night. Who made these rules? And who's to say who's wrong and who is right?
Dancing all alone, feeling nothing good. It's been so long since someone understood. All I've seen is why I weep. And all I had for dinner was some sleep. You know I'm lonely, I'm so lonely. My heart is empty and I've been so hungry. All I need for my hunger to ease is anything that you can give me, please. I ain't got nothing, I heard no good news. I filled my pockets with those reservation blues. Those old res blues. Those old reservation blues. And if you ain't got choices, well then what else do you choose? ain't got nothing. I heard no good news. I fill my pockets with those reservation blues. Those old res blues, those old reservation blues. And if you ain't got choices, well then what else do you choose? Those old res blues, those old reservation blues. And if you ain't got choices, well then what else do you choose? If you ain't got choices, ain't got much to lose.
It's a pretty incredible soundtrack, this Smoke Signal song. That's Jim Boyd and the Reservation Blues. Sherman Alexie, of course, put the whole thing together, produced, and I believe he directed the movie, or at least he was a huge part of it. And it's a lot about the kinds of things that Sherman and Alexie wrote about in those days. And it's got some pretty good stuff in it. It's one of those kinds of movies you really should see it. It's about grappling with your past and the things that you really can't control, and understanding that the only thing that you can really control is those things that are in the present, and how you deal with what happened in the past. It's a pretty good movie. It's got the storyteller in there, and he says some cool stuff. He talks about having a grand slam at Denny's, and he says some days are a good day to die, and other days are a good day to have a grand slam at Denny's. He says all kinds of stuff like that in that movie. It's a real interesting movie. Ulali's in the soundtrack, and Jim Boyd and a bunch of other folks managed to get together and pull that soundtrack off. Ulali broke up in 2013-14. They had done tons and tons of performances for indigenous festivals, did some work for the Smithsonian, and broke up. And now there's talk of some kind of reunion. And Ulali originally was not just women. It was like three guys and three women, and then it sort of got into a trio thing. Like I say, they worked with the Indigo Girls and all kinds of stuff. Ulali, really interesting. There's one album. There's, I believe, one Ulali album. And it's out of print now. And occasionally, you know, Amazon or eBay or somebody will crop up with a thing. And it's pretty cool that they do that. Pretty neat. I finally found it. I've wanted it for years and years and years. And I finally found the Ulali album. So who knows, maybe you'll hear more. They diverged a lot. They didn't just do native material. They did African-American things and gospel things and all kinds of stuff. Ulali. All righty. And Tim O'Brien, we heard for The Fallen. And we're going to hear one more from this album, Two Journeys. It's kind of it's about immigration, and it's about his Irish ancestry, and it's about, you know, crossing the ocean and mixing and matching those things that happen when you cross the ocean. Two Journeys. Here we go. It's a set of tunes here, the Apple Press. Thank you.
I've been taking advice on the best things to eat since shortly before I was born. From the national dried milk and the cod liver oil to powdered rhinoceros horn. In those days they told you to lay off the starches, the sugar, potato and breed. Now they've done a U-turn, telling breeding potatoes will give you the fibre you need. But I've made up my mind that the menus designed by the experts are just no for me. Nae trained dietitian nor general practitioner dictates what I have for my tea. Brown bread with a low-fat glaze thinly spread on may be healthier than a meat pie, but who wants to grow old eating St. Ival gold? I'd rather have butter and die. Cholesterol, cholesterol, my chance of surviving is small, but I'll no get a dose of anorexia nervosa, 'cause I love my cholesterol. Now the thing that has brought this affair to a head is the good-hearted Glasgow campaign. I just said, what's that? And the doc had his needle sucking blood at the handiest vein. And the next day they measured my height and my weight, and they took my blood pressure and all. Oh, the computer says, mate, to survive at your weight, you'd have to be 7 feet tall. So I'm no gonna take the suggestions they make about changing the food that I eat. Oh, cutting out cheese and nae chips if you please, nae chocolate, nae ice cream, nae meat. They tell you to give up these goodies below, and they promise you pie in the sky. Well, semi-skimmed milk may diminish my bulk, but I'll take double cream till I die. Cholesterol, cholesterol, my chance of surviving is small. The cream I consume, it may lead to my doom, but I love my cholesterol. Now, it's all right for you that smoke 40 a day or spend every night in the bar. You can tell the health visitor you'll cut it down. She'll say, what a fine fellow you are. But when I told her I'd never smoked in my life and I was teetotal to boot, she says, go away, there's nothing today. You've nae vices that you can cut out. Now, I don't mind them probing in my hemoglobin if it's just for a case history. But it puts the health visitor into a tiz. It's her duty to try and save me. She says, fresh fruit and yogurt, it's a lovely dessert. Why don't you give it a try? Well, I don't give a hoot for our yogurt and fruit. I'll have Black Forest gatto and die. Cholesterol, cholesterol, my chance of surviving is small. The way that I dine, I'm in line for angina, but I love my cholesterol.
Pack up your bags for your leaving. Smile as you rise, but don't look in her eyes, for she's grieving. Take the road south to the White River's mouth, where your forefathers rode for the raven. And lift up your head in the first rain of spring as you go. Road, road, old road and true road, follow the line o'er the hills to the sea for the new road. You're looking for work and for wages, for the merchants and robbers and towns without jobs or just cages.
There's rigs and there's oil just waiting for toil for a man who can stand the sea's rages. And you'll taste the salt wind that the warm summer sun blows ashore. Road, road, old road and true road, follow the line or the hills to the sea or the new road. And the ones left behind will look on and sigh, and the songs and the stories will come by and by, for a homeland whose children will never return. And the memory will strike you, no matter where, in the name of a jig or a reel or an air, from the homeland whose children will never return. Westwards was always an ocean. Take your heart and your hands and strike out for the lands or the ocean. For the good news comes home and sets others to roam. Yon's a field that's a long time in motion, and it spins like the leaves from the trees when the season is o'er. Road, road, old road and true road, follow the line o'er the hills to the sea for the new road. As you look from the north in the morning, the new road looks fair, but the old one's still there as a warning. But you've nothing to lose, for whichever you choose, you must walk through the storm you were born in. But maybe you're safe from the cold winter's worst if you go. Road, road, old road and true road, follow the line o'er the hills to the sea for the new road. But the time always comes in the dark of the night, when you look through the glare of a big city's lights to the homeland whose children will never return. And the question you're asking is always the same, with your hand and your heart, do you still have a claim to that homeland whose children will never return?
Mother, new road. Gather round my table, say grace with me in my little trailer. man's wife. Early school mornings, cold bathroom floor. You brush my hair, then you push me out the door. Oh, mama, you know I had to go before they up and covered me in that Mississippi snow. Oh. And I miss the tall trees and sister's pine, between the playhouse and the clothesline. And I remember driving home after your father passed, thinking that night ride on 61 would be my last. Oh, mama, you know I had to go before they up and covered me in that Mississippi snow. By and by, and I can hear a voice calling from heaven on high. Little baby born to take my place. Pastor, our new people's born to replace our race. And oh, mama, you know I had to go before they up and covered me in that Mississippi snow. Oh, mama, you know I had to go before they up and covered me in that Mississippi snow.
Mississippi Snow, that's Carolyn Herring there. And before that, we heard Black Mountain Lullaby. Black Mountain Lullaby we heard by the Ducks. They recorded that as well. It's a true story about a 1,000-pound boulder that fell into a trailer, fell through the trailer and killed a young baby, and all of the ramifications thereof from the coal company. Overburn, they call it. Where the slag just piles high enough and these boulders can just fall anywhere. Yes, indeed. And Mississippi Snow. Carolyn Herring, I like her stuff. Don't know a lot about her, and I don't know where she's coming from, but I want to find out. I think she's pretty amazing, Carolyn Herring. Yes, indeed. Interesting second hour, wasn't it? A lot of interesting stuff. We start out with a calendar on the third hour. And we have some other stuff coming up. Kind of knows where we're going with the show. Gabby Pajoli is the producer, the assistant producer, and I'm Dan Maher. Email me at dasinDaniel@wsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. We're coming back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming right back. Hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on.
Cheers.